Hi, my name is Kevin Milani, Professor of Chemistry and Astronomy at Hibbing Community College in Hibbing, Minnesota. I'd like to share a story with you from the history of astronomy. In 1624, Galileo spent 2 weeks at the home of Federico Cesi in Acquasparta, Italy. The scientist was traveling from his home in Florence to Rome to pay respects to the newly elected Pope Urban VIII, an old Florentine acquaintance. On the way to Rome, Galileo made a long-planned visit to his old friend and patron, Federico Cesi, founder of the Lyncian Academy, which Galileo had joined in 1611. The location of the visit was the Palazzo Cesi, a beautiful estate in Acquasparta that Cesi used as a getaway from his hectic life in Rome. During his Acquaspartan visit, Galileo was joined at the Palazzo by fellow Lyncian Francesco Stellutti. The 2 weeks were spent visiting local sites, such as the Marmore Waterfalls and Lake Piedoluco, where Galileo for the first time performed his relativistic motion experiments. A wonderful description of one of these experiments is given by Stellutti in a letter written in 1633, quote, "And I saw the experiment, and it is that going with Signor Galileo to Piedoluco on the lake with a 6-oar boat that was going very fast, and with him sitting on one side and I on the other, he asked me if I had something heavy, and I said I had the key to my room. He took it, and as the boat moved along rapidly, he threw the key into the air, so that I thought it was lost in the water. But even though the boat had gone some 8 or 10 arms' lengths ahead, with all that, the key fell down between him and me, because, besides going up, it had also acquired from the motion of the boat the other to go along with its movement and follow it, as it did." End quote. But the most important part of Galileo's April visit was undoubtedly the discussions he had with Cesi and Stellutti. While we have no record of what was said during the 2 weeks, the topic must have been the Copernican system of the universe, which Galileo had been prevented from speaking about since the 1616 decree against Copernicus. But now, with a new pope in office who was a friend of Galileo's, the scientist felt it was time to test the waters, so to speak, by introducing his arguments for the Copernican system. He may have refined these arguments in discussions with Cesi and Stellutti, for, upon returning to Florence after his trip to Rome, he composed a 50-page letter, which can be thought of as a rough draft for the dialogue, containing all of his arguments for the Copernican system, which he would elaborate on 6 years later in the dialogue. This test balloon, so to speak, went unnoticed, leading Galileo to conclude that the path was clear to publish his most famous work. As we know, things did not go so smoothly for the dialogue, but that is a topic for another time.